You think you know me?
And this is the daily audio update for Sunday, August 17th, 2008. It's been a really slow news day as far as MMA is concerned, so I took in some of the pro wrestling world during the day today. So this is going to be kind of a wrestling-heavy update today. First off, as some of you know, I was a featured specialist for Ring of Honor for PW Torch for quite a while, and returned to action, so to speak, today by taking in Supercard of Honor 3. It was ROH's event from March 29th. It was WrestleMania weekend this year, and for those of you that care, this was one of ROH's top releases. This is one of their best shows in their catalog. If you want a straight, near 3 hours of awesome action, from start to finish, really, there's one throwaway match on this entire thing, and the rest is just awesome to see. You got the top four matches are all at 4 stars plus, starting with Jimmy Jacobs and Tyler Black of the Age of the Fall taking on the Briscoe Brothers yet again. They've had quite a few of these brawl through the crowd type matches, and for what it's worth, this was one of the best of that type of match that they've put out over the last couple of years. Definitely a really, really good brawl match, and if it weren't for them doing this every other release, this would have been a much better match as a standalone, but as it was really, really good with a really innovative finish, turning a springboard doomsday device into a guillotine choke for the finish by Jimmy Jacobs. BB Hulk and Shingo from Japan took on Kevin Steen and El Generico in a really, really good tag team match. If you like tag team wrestling, this is Kevin Steen and El Generico are at the top of their games, and BB Hulk and Shingo were really impressive in this match as well. Nigel McGuinness and Austin Aries had another really, really good match for the ROH World title. Not as good as their match in December, but still, really good match nonetheless. And finally, the Dragon Gate six-man that has become a staple of the Supercard of Honor every year. Dragon Kid, Seema, and Ryo Saito against Genki Horiguchi, Naruki Doi, and Masato Yoshino. Awesome stuff from all six guys in here. The Dragon Gate wrestlers are so innovative and so fast and crisp with all their stuff, while at the same time being able to build up a match. Awesome stuff. The other thing I took in was tonight's SummerSlam pay-per-view, presented by WWE. This is a good show. I really like this show. With some great stuff, storyline and promo-wise, from Shawn Michaels and Chris Jericho. The two of them are absolutely at the top of their games, and just so far and above beyond anything that anyone else in wrestling is doing. Just the way they've set this up, they've set the stage for this feud between the two of them, and the promos that they cut, and just the way they performed in this, with bringing in Shawn Michaels' wife Rebecca for this, with him doing his quote-unquote retirement speech before Chris Jericho came out, and eventually after a heated exchange, Michaels went, Rebecca was pulling Michaels out of the way. Jericho grabbed Michaels and swung and hit Rebecca in the mouth, and she dropped. it's just a really, really good angle, with Michaels struggling between whether to go attack Jericho or to tend to his fallen wife. And they were just top-notch on the mic here and just absolutely at the top of their games. CM Punk picked up a clean victory over JBL in a good match. Not a great match, but a better match than I was hoping for with JBL. Triple H and Great Khali had a better match than they had a right to. Khali for 10 minutes, I wasn't looking forward to this match at all, but they had an entertaining story and pulled it off without it being a groaner. John Cena and Batista in their biggest match ever. The two big stars facing off for the first time. It was a good first match with Batista picking up a clean victory here. I expect them to have another one probably a few months down the line, if not set up the rematch for WrestleMania. Finally, a Hell in a Cell match between Edge and The Undertaker. I just thought this was a great gimmick match. They played up Edge using the tables, ladders, and chairs really, really well. They broke down the side of the cage and went to the outside and had a good spear spot through the announce table. Some really good spots in the ring. And then, of course, ended with typical cheesy theatrics with Undertaker's character and Taker chokeslamming Edge through the ring and then summoning fire from hell. Yeah, it was a little ridiculous to end the show, and that's why WWE is WWE. But an entertaining show nonetheless, and it's just good stuff. So if you're into wrestling, definitely check out Pro Wrestling Torch, our Big Brother site, and check out Wade Keller and James Caldwell's reports from tonight's SummerSlam, as well as they'll have a post-show audio roundtable, I'm sure, over there. So that's all I've got for you on a slow MMA day. Got some pro wrestling action, so we'll be back tomorrow with another daily audio update, and also check out Frank Hyden's new article up on the main site that was posted late last night, early this morning, and continue to check the site for more stuff on the world of MMA and also pro wrestling, and be back for another daily audio update tomorrow.